In September 2007, Hayward police raided the pavilion because they were performing live outdoor music after 10 p.m., violating a recently passed city ordinance. Molly Otis owns the place and performs in the group Molly and the Danger Band. In this case, they were dangerous for the Hayward mayor and city council. A federal court jury in Eau Claire awarded Otis $400,000 in damages.
It's ironically exactly the amount of money I had to borrow and, you know, put everything on the line to be able to get my business to survive. It's huge, and it's a huge relief on me.
Her attorney, Glenn Stoddard, argued that local governments can pass noise ordinances but can't single out music, as in the Hayward case.
The right to be heard and the right to express feelings and beliefs, and that's done not only with speech but with music and expression. So that's very fundamental to the case. The other thing is the abuse of power by elected officials who should be representing all the people and respecting these rights.
Otis says while the monetary award was important, she went to court on principle.
I never dreamed I would ever be in court, let alone a federal court, let alone a First Amendment. But I tell you, I don't think I could think of anything more righteous than that.
Stoddard is also suing the village of Lake Debagaman over a similar ordinance that fined the Waterfront Bar and Grill for live outdoor music. That case is pending. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.